Dear listeners, our good friend and sponsor of the program, company Mercy Fleet, would like to make an announcement. This transportation company has immediate openings for drivers. Paid training will be provided, compensation negotiable based on experience, employment time, full-time, part-time available, Saturday, Sunday shifts available. $500 sign-up bonus is available until December 31st, 2022 with conditions. The following qualifications are required. They must be 21 years old and older. Valid Pennsylvania driver's license is required. A good driving and criminal records are required. Must be able to pass pre-employment drug and physical tests. Applicants must be comfortable with driving vans, minivans, wheelchair vans, 14 plus passengers buses, previous professional experience in transporting people with disabilities and elderly is a plus. Please call Mercy Fleet Company 215-660-4975. Main base location for the interview is 3021 Franks Road, Suite 8, Huntington Valley, Pennsylvania 19006, or check mercyfleet.com for address. I repeat, the telephone 215-660-4975. Thank you.
Good day, Philadelphia. This is WWDBAM 860. Together with you, this is Bishop Luke Radio Hour and his opening prayer.
Thank you, Alan, Professor Allah. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory forever.
Listeners, brother and sister, let us pray to the Lord. Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above, for the salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all at all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all churches in city of Philadelphia, for those who enter it faith, reverence, the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our patriarch Philaret, for our bishop of Philadelphia, Luke of the, for the honorable priesthood, deaconate in Christ, and for the, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this country, its president, for all civil authorities, and for the armed forces everywhere, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the city, Philadelphia, mayor, all civil authorities, the city, for every city and countryside, and for the faithful dwelling in them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For seasonable weather, for abundance of the fruits of the earth, and for peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Ukrainian country, its president, for civil authorities, and for the Ukrainian armed forces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For travelers by land, by sea, and by air, for the sick and the suffering, for captives and their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That we may be delivered from all affliction, from danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Commemorating our most holy, most pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady Theotokos, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves each other, and all our life unto Christ our God.
To thee, O Lord.
For unto thee are the glory, honor, and worship to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Good day, dear brother and sister. Allah, how are you? How's everything?
Thank you very much. Every day we have newcomers who are coming to St. Luke Orthodox Church in Northeastern Refugee Center. Most people, they are guided by their lack of food. They don't have what to eat, and that's why they're asking for their additional packages. And today, five more families came and were asking if we could help. And well, I forwarded them for tomorrow at 10151 Basselton Avenue. You will have the possibility to obtain your additional food packages. Please come with your family. You can take another food package for your neighbors.
And dear brother and sister, any question, please, Allah, please read that call direct to the studio.
You can call us directly to the studio, 888-329-3306. Please repeat 888-329-3306.
And this is the Bishop Luke radio program, 860 WWDBAM. And every Sunday, the Northeast, we have liturgy, Ukrainian Orthodox Church Kyiv Patriarchate started 10 a.m. And we will be have liturgy this Sunday. I go to the Boston this Sunday, Allah. I'll visit the second time Boston. Can you be the Boston? No, professor.
I know been. Boston because I'm studying there.
Oh, you study online. You study online.
But
we will be open another parish soon in the Boston, and this is my religion trip, the first trip, but this is the second trip. But my son, he's study the Boston, the same. How's the university, the name?
Northeastern University is one of the best, one mm-hmm. of the largest universities in Massachusetts State. And they
there's law school and business school.
There is a law school that I'm attending, and they're very effective, and online studying are very interesting because every my assignment is reported, and it is also there are remarks of the professors, mm-hmm. and they discuss the ideas,
that's
the
nice.
Values.
Good,
so it's interesting.
Good luck, Allah. Well, yes,
thank you
you're
very
so
much.
Smart, and you will smart. And again, dear brother and sister, every Sunday we have liturgy in St. Luke Orthodox Church, 10151 Basselton Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And this month we will be have another rector in St. Luke Orthodox Church. He will come very soon. Next Sunday, Father Oleg will come in. He's from Canada. He's from Ukraine, but he's living in Canada right now. And Allah, tell me, how about the Sunday school, St. Luke Education Academy?
Oh, well, today we're singing God Bless America with the American mm-hmm. flags. Children do like to dance at the same time. They wave the flag. They know what are the stars, what
really?
Are there for the states, what
and
are kids the
understand
lines,
the American flag.
Why are they for the colonies, what are the colonies? They don't know. It is very difficult for their understanding, but they do like the colors of the flag. And they wave American flag over their heads, and we have in Facebook a special group for them. So we share their contributions as well as their phonics studies, mm-hmm. their writing attempts. Well, they're Ukrainians. This is for first mm-hmm. experience for them, but well, they were very glad today.
All the kids, this is the refugees, correct?
Yes, they're all refugee kids, and they are. Some of them were natively speaking, starting natively speaking Ukrainian language. Some of them were more Russified in center Ukraine. But now they're developing their Ukrainian and English language skills.
In the last year, brother and sister, Northeast Refugee Center, and I'm the bishop, organized for food. We share £160,000. And plus, from clothes, Allah, you organize, and we gave all everything, furniture. We share to the people, not only Ukrainian and another who is need. Always come and ask every day. People come and call me, say, Bishop, do you have food? Do you have some job? We help. And dear brother and sister, please come. We will help you. what we need. And thank you, Professor Alla Puchtecka, for you organize everything and you help the people, and especially from refugee kids, from the kids very happy. Apple, tell me right now, and the Sunday school, you study inside or you going outside a little bit?
We have playground. Both indoor and outdoor games. It's very interesting for them. But of course, it depends on the weather outside. Mm-hmm. But today they liked jumping. We have special equipment for that. They like different entertainment games. They like balls, balloons. Well, and of course, they like the chalks to draw on the floor, and they like vehicles, small tricycles.
I see you have something. What do you have?
I prepared material about angels, mm-hmm. because I was asked yesterday at meeting mm-hmm. that we had yesterday in the evening at Busselton Avenue.
Who?
One of men came to me and said, you were telling us about Angel Michael, Archangel, and
I know that guy.
He said, you know, I was named Mike because of mm-hmm. him. Could you tell me, please, what are other angels? And today in our program we have information about Gabriel, Archangel, and I would like just for your notice to tell you about different kinds of angels. I have a special book on everything about angels, and I use these materials because it's like Bible text based. And there are different definitions, but maybe we could start with St. Paul's teaching about the angels. And as a whole, he said that it is rather difficult to solve the problem because nobody saw it, just maybe in dreams, but there are also special texts that explain us the nature and types of angels. So there are angels of power. These angels, they teach humankind how to release spiritual energy. There are also angels of healing. They help humans to avoid illness. There are guardian angels of mm-hmm. home. There are building angels that perfect and inspire in the worlds of thought, feeling, and flesh. There are also angels of nature. They are elemental spirits that inhabit air, water, earth. And, there are also mentioning about angels of music that inspire song and sing praises, and angels of beauty and art. They give artists inspiration and promote the appreciation of beauty. And, to the apostle's words, he said, "It is impossible to make a neat division between two kinds of basic doctrine, especially as to the apostle, only speaks occasionally about the angels and even tries to discourage an exaggerated interest in them. And nevertheless, if we look at St. Paul's fundamental idea on the subject, he will be found to do far more than merely echo the belief commonly held around him. Mm-hmm. His idea recognizes the writings of Scripture, however strange they may be. That which is derived from the teaching as a whole, as accepted by a simple mind, namely, the existence of messengers of God suddenly intervening in accordance with the hidden designs of him." Talking this view, we have to try to harmonize, on the one hand, that of love, grace, personal free relationships in which the living God communicates with children, with us. So these are primarily personal messengers, and on the other hand, these are cosmic order subject, and it is not regulated by regular laws, but it is God's laws and angels as messengers. And we are to be in relationships with them as the elements of the world. So there are different interesting ideas about angels, but sometimes we call our children angels. Why? Because they are clean. Their souls, their hearts are clean. And when we give bread to small children, we ask them to pray for a person during his, for example, birthday day, or if it is an ill person, because it is considered the children as small angels, but in human bodies, their prayers are directly accepted by God. So don't forget that your children are angels, or you should treat them as angels, and then they will help you to pray for you and for your neighbors.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Allah. Really interesting. Glory to Jesus Christ, dear brother and sister, this is Bishop Luke radio program, Professor Alatel, who is need the call, direct call. The
you telephone. Can call us directly to the studio, 888-329-3306. I repeat, 888-329-3306. God bless you. We have more interesting information for you.
Yes, this is message for the who is looking for the education from the truck driver license. And yesterday I met from the, his name Sharif. He has the private license schools, CDL, and the Sharif, you know, we talked to him before. The school name, Gladiator Trucker Academy, 1200 Veterans Highway Suite A6, Bristol, Pennsylvania, 19007. Gladiator Trucker Academy, 1200 Veterans Highway Suite A6, Bristol, Pennsylvania, 19007. Ask Sheriff. He His name Sheriff. He's not the sheriff, but Sheriff. What I mentioned from this education academy, a lot of immigrants came to United States and looking first one on like job, correct? And good job, you need education. Correct, professor? You need something, licenses. And I think from this is really good for the young men's, women's, who passed like 21 years old, and you will go to the the truck academy, and you will be have certificate like CDL class A. And sheriff told me he's right now he's open the bus driver license passenger endorsement class E, like class A and class E. This is passenger endorsement and CDL truck drivers. Again, this is Gladior Trucker Academy, 1200 Veterans Highway, Suite A6, Bristol, Pennsylvania, zip code 19007. And the telephone number, and his telephone number, 215-954-0973. 215-954-0973. Anybody who is need the CDL driver license, the Sheriff Gladiator School will help you, will teach you. And the Sheriff has couple programs, like government has something programs. You will be pay not expensive. He will be help you. Thank you. Allah, you
and
have something.
Last time I prepared for you materials from the book explaining us the internal architecture of the St. Volodymyr Cathedral in Kyiv.
Patriarchal,
yes.
Yeah.
We were speaking about St. Volodymyr's Cathedral and three main parts of it. St. Volodymyr's altar, then St.
You Olga, read from last week. Can you repeat something? The that's really really interesting.
Saint Boris and Khlib altar, and it is very important to understand that cathedrals.
Allah, I'm so sorry. This is one cathedral, but has couple churches inside. Correct.
Yes, correct.
How many?
It is divided into three you altars.
Singing in this cathedral.
Three big.
All right, go ahead.
Independent spaces. And the idea of the cathedral, it is united people that are coming to God and blessing people who are considered them to be sinners. As it was written in the testament that God is not waiting for, people who consider them always right, because these souls won't be saved. He's looking only for sinners who are coming with apologies. And today I prepared for you information about the project of Professor Prachov. It was a very talented painter. In 1882 until 1885, he was, after the cathedral had been built, he was painting the cathedral inside. And those paintings are wonderful because they are explaining without words the ideas enshrined in the New Testament and the Testaments. So in 1885, there was adopted a project proposed by the professor of the history of arts of Kyiv and St. Petersburg University, Adrian Prachov, and his project was very, very different from traditional ones. As to his idea, professor proposed the icons and saint paintings of St. Volodymyr's Cathedral to show not only prayers information, but also to propose spiritual and educational information. And it was very important to understand that this was a new solution. For example, the icon of Saint Spirit. It is traditionally painted as a white bird. And out of him, there are coming light. And this is symbolically means the Saint Spirit and its glory.
and blessing people. And that's why it is in the center, in the cathedral, and it underlines the spiritual prayers aspect of religious information that is enshrined in the paintings of the cathedral. And another very important information is spiritual and educational information in these paintings of the cathedral. For example, there is another icon about God the Word. Here, Saint Spirit is shown as a 12 years young boy with very, very wise eyes and looking as a God. And in one hand, he has the Christ. And in another, he has the charter, where there are written the words with which the statement is beginning. It was in the beginning the Word, and Word was of the God, and the Word was the God. So there are also near this icon the symbols of four persons who wrote the testaments, and the eagle, angel, the lion with wings. So, and it isn't very important to understand that God, the Spirit, he is also teacher and spiritual educator. And the Greek word logos in translation into Ukrainian, it means also wisdom and mind. So in St. Vladimir's Cathedral, there are present not only this wisdom, spiritual education, spiritual books that are provided to the population, and also wonderful paintings and icons and saint pictures and ornamentary decorations that help people to think over their lives and over their deeds, even without knowing how to read. And this is very important to show these paintings to our children, not in the museums, but in our everyday lives, so that they could think about their lives and about these saint people, why they're so much appreciated, why we are listening to their words today, although they are already in the heavens. So it is very important to build such cathedrals and to show all this spiritual and educational information, even if it is used several centuries after the cathedral is built, because these are true statements, statements of faith and glory.
Oh,
Dear radio listeners, thank you for being with us. This is Bishop Luke Radio Hour, and we are talking with you today about wonderful paintings of St. Vladimir's Cathedral that are teaching us and to overthink our lives and come to God and come for salvation of our souls. Another wonderful icon is the icon of the Jesus the Savior. This icon is in the main cupola of the cathedral, Christus the Savior. He is in as a teacher blessed in the world, and his right hand is over for blessing. In the left hand, he has the testament with the words, "I am the spirit of the world. Come to me. Don't go in the dark." And near his head of Christ, there is a golden nymph, and where there are Greek letters, thon, that means being, existing. This icon is painted in traditional Byzantine style. There are also wonderful icons of Theotokon with a small baby Jesus that was written on the central wall of the cathedral. And it has such a placement and such a big size and such an artistic realization that everyone who is coming, first of all, to the cathedral, he has to look at this wonderful painting of Theotokon with a new and very impressive understanding how mighty is this idea and Theotokon on the walls of the cathedral as a wonderful, beautiful woman, but very sad and with wonderful, unforgettable eyes. And at the same time, her eyes, all her spirit, is eager to help you, help you in your sorrows and to protect you. And we call her Queen of the Heavens, and she comes to people through very, very small clouds. And this is a very big icon and feature of Theotokon is 9 meters high. Can you imagine such a size? But it was meant to be to remember forever. And also, I would like to say that there is also another wonderful icon, Baptism of Kievites. It is very former picture where the former Saint Vladimir has been painted with such words that God, please have mercy on new people yours, and please strengthen them in their good faith. And these words were said to Kievites when they were baptized in the river of Dnieper in 1988. Saint Vladimir, he is standing with highly raised hands. Near him, there are his soldiers, his Anna, his wife, and she has over her hand Byzantine hat for queens. And also there was shown a first Kievan Metropolitan Mikhail, and the choir of singers, of soldiers with ammunition, and a lot of people standing. And also there are the first Christian people who went to the Dnieper River for baptism. And this very, very also big picture with widely spread white blessings following from the corner of the cloud where there is painted Christ with Jesus Christ with the Christ and followed by angels. So there are wonderful illustrations. You can go to the site, you can find their demo version, and you can look through every icon. You will be amazed what a glory it is. And these are really
a painted wisdom of Orthodox world.
Thank you, Alma. Поможіть вам, Боже, подайте, люди добрі, копійку на хліб. Пробігли три школярки, а потім повернулись. І ось бере монети, простягнута рука. А дівчинка молодша не мала ані гроша. І просто, наче донька, обняла жебрака. Все золото світу, все золото.